Yes, it is the mixtape in the loop. Sports Radio 610. It's your man Figgy Fig holding it down on a Thursday.
Correct.
Yeah, Thursday. Happy Thursday to everyone out there. I got to give a special salute to a guy by the name of Rich Maserati.
Oh, okay.
Man named Rich Maserati.
That almost sounds like a fake name.
Mm-hmm. Well, I think it's a.
Oh, okay.
I'm not sure if that's his real last name. But he also go by Rich Dame underscore TV2 on Instagram.
Okay.
So what this guy like to do, he like to go around the city of Houston and, lack of a better word, expose some different places that are not, that just looks bad.
Yeah.
So it might be some apartment complexes that's not really keeping up with the maintenance, mm-hmm. and people complaining and stuff like that.
Oh, is he trying to be like modern Marvin Zindler of a
pretty
case?
Much,
just putting
yeah.
people on blast the, so the hopefully you can shame them into doing what they need to do?
He the hood Marvin Zindler.
Shout out to the hood Marvin Zindler.
The
yeah,
hood
I love
Marvin
it.
Zindler.
Yep. So apparently this, speaking of Marvin Zindler, this actually got a little attention from ABC 13.
Perfect. Mm-hmm.
So let's head over to Sunnyside.
Oh, boy.
With a story on residents looking for some accountability at a local apartment complex.
Scurrying around the Cullen Park Apartments in Sunnyside. And he's got plenty of company.
It's about a million of them just going around.
Once the sun sets, Rich Maserati says the rats run rampant, commandeering this garbage bin, and sometimes slipping into apartments.
It's like Ratatouille around here, bro. Literally. Literally. Y'all seen the movie. It's worse than the movie.
Records show the city took 3 complaints about rats at the complex in May, including rats eating through walls.
How big are the rats?
They're the size of cats.
After another complaint last night, these code violation warnings popped up. But the rats remain.
Then as we're putting the trash in the thing, the rats come and attack us.
Rats aren't all that's rankling residents here. A look at the city's records reveal 13 complaints in the last 6 months, ranging from overflowing trash to leaking sewage to an elderly man who says he fell through his floor July 4th.
It's a lot wow. going on, man, in Sunnyside.
Rats the size of cats, huh?
Yeah, that might be a slight exaggeration, but maybe not a big one. Maybe not a big
know,
one,
man.
Yeah.
I don't know, man. What type of cat you talking?
Well, and the rats, you know, they...
Ratatouille over there, man.
They breed pretty abundantly.
I do. He's like, it's like Ratatouille, and I'm like, all right, I feel like there wasn't very much cooking happening so, at these Sunnyside apartments or the apartments in Sunnyside here. Nah, man, I'm really hoping that the end part of this conversation leads with somebody getting an exterminator out there so these people are living better.
Yeah, please. We got to pray for the people in Sunnyside, man, because it's no way in hell I'm living like that, bro.
That much?
I'm first thing smoking out, man. I can't do rats, mice, all that type of stuff, man.
It's funny because
it's an infestation.
100%. I don't ever think of Houston as a rat city, though.
Every city is a rat city.
Fair enough.
Yeah, every city is a rat city.
Yeah, certain parts, because I think even around this area, and this area is nice, where we at the Greenway Plaza area, mm-hmm. it was a lot of, I ran into a lot of rats in this area. Mm-hmm. So it was kind of rough, but yeah, man. You got to pray for the people over at Sunnyside, man. My wife would be first thing smoking out of there. She see
you know what my mouse. Wife would be doing. She was threatening to stay at a hotel just because there was one that
that's
we saw.
True. That's a great
John. She gave you that loud John.
That audio is still there somewhere.
I gotta bring that out.
I still can't believe you did that. But yeah, man. I hope that the hood Marvin Zindler is gonna get something to shake, mm-hmm. because I can't imagine a number of rats. Also of large size.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
I'm sorry. They can't even take their trash out. That's not the rats are getting into the trash. The rats are defending the trash as if it's their home as well. That's too much.
Rats are ratting.
Yeah.
It's up to you to create the environment
this point,
where they don't.
At this point, they ain't doing nothing wrong.
Yeah.
It's you.
Mm-hmm. They said the rats was attacking them for bringing trash. Like, I thought you would enjoy this portion of the program.
The rats even talk about how nasty it is. Yeah. They're like, oh, I can't do this.
We asked the resident rat there? About his thoughts on the situation.
Go look in the back. You got any other trash?
All right, it's the mixtape in the loop, Sports Radio 610, Figgy Fig holding it down on a Thursday. So just imagine somebody trying to save your life, and in return, you flick them off.
Go ahead.
Well, that happened with a young lady. I want to say this was a Air France flight. who had to take an emergency landing in Canada to save a woman's life, and she seemed very ungrateful about it. And according to the, I want to say it was according to the pilot, he hopped on the intercom after the plane took off again and revealed the woman gave him the finger on the way out the door.
Damn. What was the situation? How was she suffering? How was she in danger?
I'm trying to
Do
look.
You know?
Yeah, so we're not really sure what the health issue was, but I guess the plane went over northern Canada and had to make a sharp right turn back to Newfoundland.
And that's the law.
Newfoundland.
Yeah.
Is it Newfoundland?
I'm sorry. Ain't no Canadians here.
Yeah.
They're not here to tell us any different. But I think technically
Newfoundland. That's how you pronounce it. That's how you pronounce it.
Well, what?
But
this is
so weird. Yeah, I wanted to ask y'all, what's something, I guess, the most ungrateful thing you ever seen or done to somebody who tried to help you? Because I have a personal answer.
Let's hear yours. I'm thinking of one.
I think the only, well, I mean, it was definitely ungrateful, but, you know, when I was younger, my mom, like her, one of her like best friends, you know, your mom's best friend is basically your aunt, and she, you know, took care of me plenty of times. But there was one time that apparently I was very hungry and I got to a point where I was breaking bad. I was like, you know, is food ready? It's like, no. And then I think when the food started getting ready, my mom's friend started getting to play. And at some point, I don't remember exactly how it came up, but I was like, that's why you're fat. Something like that. Just like deeply ungrateful. This is a person that cares for me and loves me, loves me quite a bit. And I was just like lashing out because I was hungry. Not right, but definitely fat. One of those. Yes, that is why you're fat. Like, I don't recall it. It's a story that's told to me, and I still feel bad about it.
Remember when, it's been about 5 years, but you were here 4 or 5 years. I ran into the gas station over here, and there was a couple arguing in the car, and like arguing like, physical arguing, and the door opened, and I hesitated at first because you don't know if these people have guns or whatever.
That's
you know?
A great point. Yes.
You know, and I kind of hesitated, and then I looked, and I walked over there and I asked the lady if she was all right. She got all mad at me. She got
you was all up in her face, in her space.
Yeah.
But you know, a lot of times that's typical of these domestic violence things where, you know, they're like, oh no, he's fine, he's not going to hit. Well. He was kind of
shoving
you around.
Yeah, I remember as a kid, it was a situation similar to that. It was so wild when you think about it now. It was somebody just driving down the street, and apparently they got into it in the car to the point they stopped in front of my house, and they got out the car. They were just arguing back and forth, and my neighbor came out, was like, hey, y'all got to, you know, let's move this on, man. And so the dude got mad at my neighbor for jumping in.
Yeah.
So they start fighting, and the girl tried to jump in to beat my neighbor up.
So after fighting with the dude.
Yeah. So that was so wild. But my personal one is my wife. Salute to my wife. So this was back when I was like 24 years old. And I was sometimes I'd just be blurting out ideas and stuff like that. Like, man, I told her, I'm like, I want to have some type of 80s party. Maybe threw it at a club and da, 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 da. And what does she do? For my 25th birthday, she throws me an 80s birthday party at like a little center and all that stuff. Well, I was like, I didn't want you to throw me a birthday party for this.
God.
I just wanted the actual party. I didn't want it to be about me.
You ungrateful.
And it was like a surprise, unofficial surprise birthday party.
Yeah, that's nasty work.
So that's on you, Figgy.
I really appreciate it a lot, but I just wanted to do a party. I didn't want a birthday party. Yeah. I didn't want it for me. So I'm just like, don't throw me no birthday party. This is a fire party, though, but I don't want it to be all about me. I just wanted to throw a generic ass 80s party.
Yeah, that was not going
to happen. That was on you, man.
There's that.
Oh, go ahead.
No, you're good. There's just people texting in with their ungrateful stories, and now I would like to laugh. But go ahead. You got it, Fig. It's your world. We just living in it.
It's the Mixtape in the Loop, Sports Radio 610. So we coming up on that time of fantasy football and all that good stuff.
That's right.
And I want to know, where were y'all at, I want to say about 6 years ago, when the most surprising retirement in NFL history happened?
Oh, I know what you're talking about.
Yeah, if you don't know what I'm talking about, here's Andrew Luck retirement during a preseason game, I want to say.
So the Bears are set to kick this off, and you see Andrew Luck on the sidelines. There is a report that has been filed by Adam Schefter of ESPN that Andrew has informed the team of his desire to retire from the National Football League. Obviously, this will be the topic of discussion tonight, tomorrow, and for a long time after that.
I think we were at a Texans preseason game.
Yep.
If I remember correctly, the Texans were playing simultaneously.
I think I was there too, yeah. And that was around the same time. Lamar Miller, I want to say, tore his ACL or hamstring
That's
or something
right.
like that.
Second biggest news in the division.
Bill O'Brien had his ass playing.
Yeah, yep.
That is, I'm still amazed that the people of Indy decided that what the right thing to do in that moment was boo Andrew Luck. I wonder, all them people that were in that building on that day, I wish that we could flash them back to that moment from now understanding what the next however years would look like. And honestly, their supposed answer to it being Anthony Richardson out here looking like he looks right now.
Yeah.
And see how if they would respond in the same way or if they wouldn't kiss the ground that Andrew Luck walked on as he walked out of that building.
You know the answer to that.
The audacity of them people.
Yeah, you talk about them. How about somebody who actually drafted Andrew Luck just a couple hours before he retired? Here's O.J. Simpson with a message for Andrew Luck.
Lord have mercy.
Andrew Luck, what did I do to you? You could have retired an hour and a half ago before I picked you in my fantasy picks. I mean, what did I do, man? I've been a fan of yours. Why would you do this to me? Come out of retirement. I'm just saying.
This could be a confession right here. I hit the drop. I kind of miss the OJ videos, the random ass, I'm just saying.
Oh, they're, yeah.
Hello, Twitter world.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say.
Hey, Twitter world, it's yours truly.
Yours truly was the best part. Yeah, it's fine. Yeah, I miss it too. But no one is going to defend OJ on that.
What do you want me to say?
Yeah.
There's one person who could defend OJ. But
we actually had a situation that was pretty much worse than that here at this station. Remember Clint and Kamala. It was pretty much a cup of coffee here. Didn't last too long.
Yeah.
But remember he sent out a tweet pretty much saying that was weak or something like that.
Oh, that's right. He was torching him.
Yeah, tweet went viral. Talking about viral. He got what you call quote tweeted or ratio. No, they call it ratio.
They put him up on the Summer Jam screen.
That was this was 6 years ago.
Did we officially have the this you at that point? Because that's what everybody was like, is this you?
Is this you? Yeah.
You making this point, huh?
Yeah. So it was rough.
I forgot about it. He got destroyed.
he got crushed, man.
Andrew Luck.
Speaking of getting crushed, that's why Andrew Luck had it. He was like, I done had too many of these head injuries.
He could barely walk, man. He could barely see straight, finally called it a career. It's like, that's weak. You're letting down your team.
And to be fair, it was quite a few tweets that was like that going around. But Rick Kamlin probably had the one that stuck out the most.
Yeah.
Yikes.
With them tweets.
Yeah, that's.
That was the mixtape. I do want to do a little tease for tomorrow.
Oh, okay. We got a tease?
Yeah, tomorrow. Got the 24-hour tease coming up on the mixtape. So tomorrow's Friday. We're going to be doing a little tailgating on Saturday. Salute the HEB. I think we're going to be in the Orange Lot.
That is correct. Yeah.
So we're going to be in the Orange Lot, kicking in and all that stuff. But I want people to text in. Hell, I might take some calls. I want you to shout out your tailgate. What's your tailgate looking like? What's the name of your tailgate? I want you to shout it out. Let me know what you eat.
So that's tomorrow in the mixtape.
Yep.
Very good. Looking forward to it.
I like it.
Yeah, that we got to get back in the tailgate season.
That's right. That is Figgy Fig. Figgy's mixtape, 1:20 p.m. every day right here on Sports Radio 610. Be ready to, shout your tailgate out tomorrow as we head into the first of a number of games in the 2025 season with preseason game number 2 versus the Panthers there at NRG Stadium at noon. All right. Coming up next, we get ready to hand things off to the fellas of the drive, but I want to talk a little bit more about this team, about practice, but also about the safety position. We'll do that next.